And a man in this locker room, everyone's professional, understands, you know, what's required of him on a daily basis. I don't think anyone has any, you know, designs of anything besides coming in and busting their butt every day.
Yeah, and some people, when you're in a situation like this, 3-10, I mean, you've got to know it enough that people, they say, oh, lose, so you get the higher draft pick. I mean, what kind of message do you think that sends to not only your fan base, but the organization, if you do that?
I really wouldn't. Not a good one, for sure. I don't think you ever want to go out with the intention of not having success. Why would we waste all this time practicing and doing all these other things to go out there and try to lose games? That doesn't even register.
Now, this time you're starting to check. When you're out there playing, is the mentality you're playing for next year, playing next year, you're going to, you know what I mean? They're trying new people, trying new things. Does that take your mind that I'm reapplying, I guess?
Not personally. I don't go out there and take any play for granted. You can never assume there's going to be a next year. Heck, anyone can go out there and get injured or, you know, have anything happen to you. So I don't think personally you can look at anything that way. I can't speak for, you know, collectively, but I know when I'm out there, I'm playing the play you see me, and that's it. You know, I'm not thinking ahead much at all.
There are reports that your coach Cutter is interviewing for the Boise State head coaching job. If that were to happen, just how would that impact you guys, and what has he meant to your offense?
He's meant a lot. The thing I think of the most with him is his attitude and energy. He's a guy that, you know, always has a smile on his face, never seems to have a bad day, although we've, you know, had more than we'd like to lately here. But just a guy that has, you know, great positive energy, and it really is contagious. It'd be really easy to walk in here a lot of days with your head down, but, you know, he's the type of guy that's going to make sure everyone's, you know, even if you're not feeling good, maybe, you look like you're feeling good. So, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Even though he's not gone yet, he's been a head coach before, do you just feel like, it sounds to me like you believe that he's head coaching type material for sure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know he has ties and was the coach there before. But yes, love the guy. Wish him the best no matter what happens. I hope it's here, but, you know, that's just me. Being selfish.